I'm on the phone speaking with the superintendent of the Concordia R2 School District, Mary Beth Scherer. And Mary, thank you for your time, first off. And we're getting ready to wrap up the first semester. Here it is already, the end of the year. Tell us, how has the first semester gone for you and the students?
Well, it got off to a really strong start. We had 12 new staff members this year, which is quite a bit for our school district. But they're all doing well and have been really positive additions to our school district. We're pleased with each and every one of those. We started the year with our tradition of what we call the party in the park. And this year we had some visits from some superheroes. So that was kind of fun. The kids really enjoyed that. We had Superman, Batman, Batgirl, Captain America, and Thor, who made a visit to our party in the park. And that was kind of a fun thing. We really had a pretty good fall sports season. Our Lady Oriole volleyball team posted the best season on record in district history, so we felt really good about that. Our FFA got a 3-star rating, which is one of, I think, 32 chapters in the state to receive that rating. And our teachers really did a good job getting the word out there against Amendment 3, and I think they helped get information out there so people realize that Amendment 3 really wasn't something that would be good for our local public schools. So I'm very proud of all those that were involved in that process. We recognized over 200 students who achieved advanced and proficient on the MAP and EOC test, and that's always kind of a neat thing to get to do. And this year, for the first time, our Oriole Strong group, which is our group that tries to promote school spirit and community support, put on a veterans lunch. We had the veterans come out, and they did a really nice assembly for our school district and talked about the flag and flag etiquette and Veterans Day and talked about their experiences during the different wars they were in. And then after the veterans recognition at the community center, our kids put on a really nice lunch, and they served lunch to the veterans and the guests. And that was a really positive thing for, I think, our community. Our CES students at the elementary school have been involved in lots of different things. They're practicing for 5th and 6th grade basketball. They'll start their games in January. And they finished up there, I think, they're, about...
Now where do we go, of course, with the Christmas break, the new year coming up? What are some of the goals and plans you have for the remainder of the school year?
Oh, well, you know, in terms of goals, obviously, one of the things that we're working on in every school, I think, in the state is working on trying to improve attendance. We have kind of the 90-90 goal. We have to have 90% of our kids, 90% attendance. So we're looking at ways to encourage kids to come to school and recognizing those kids. That's a big goal for our school district. So we're continuing to work on quarterly activities that encourage attendance. We're also starting second semester an ACT prep class because now all of our juniors will be required to take the ACT test as part of our state accreditation process. So we're kind of going to get that started for the first time and let our juniors kind of gain some skills and familiarity with the ACT before they have to take it in the spring. And just working on just keeping our focus on academics, and we've got a new test coming up this year that they'll be taking, the Smarter Balance Assessments, and kind of getting our mind wrapped around that, getting our kids prepared for a different test. It's kind of an online test, so it'll be a different experience for our kids because we've been taking paper and pencil state assessments for years, and so now we're going to be all going to an online assessment format. So kind of getting the kids ready for that activity.
And if we could take a step back to the ACT and now requiring juniors to take the test as well as part of accreditation, what kind of impact is that having on the district as well as other school districts statewide?
Well, this will be the first year it's been required, so we're really kind of waiting to kind of see what will happen because any time you have usually more kids take the ACT, test scores tend to go down because usually if you're not planning to use that test, it's not as important to you, that score isn't as important to you. So we're trying to get across to kids how important it is and how important it is, you know, to the district that they do well and they have the skills they need. So it'll be really kind of a game changer for lots of us.
And also now those scores for the juniors won't stand. They'll get a fresh fresh go at it come their senior year, correct?
Well, yes. I mean, it's essentially, they can take the ACT test as many times as they want, but for the purpose of the district accreditation, they'll all have to take it their junior year.
And now, of course, we talked about what you have planned for the rest of the rest of the school year, I should say, for the R2 district. What are some of the things going on that we may not have discussed?
We're still, but we are our third year doing Oriole Strong activities, and again, that is kind of a program that builds pride in our school district and pride in our community. And we'll have some Oriole Strong activities that go on. We'll have an Oriole Strong basketball game and an Oriole Strong softball baseball game, and we'll have a third and fourth quarter activity. And we've been real big in supporting the Run to the Wall, which is right before Memorial Day weekend, where the veterans ride to the wall, the Vietnam Wall in Washington D.C. And so we generally try to support that activity someplace. And so we'll be getting to start planning that activity. So we have lots of things that we're trying to do to continue to build pride in our school district and build pride in our community.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a good job, Superintendent Scherer. And is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners before we let you go?
No, I think we covered it. Thank you very much.